This is Engaging the Community, our monthly conversation with Missouri State University President Cliff Smart. I'm Jennifer Moore, and I'm joined in the studio by President Smart. Thanks so much for coming back to talk to us.
Always happy to be here, Jennifer.
Today we're talking about Senate Bill 807, which is a Missouri higher education bill that Governor Mike Parson recently signed into law. And that law will allow MSU to create some new degree programs. Can you tell us about the nuts and bolts of this law and how it applies to MSU?
Sure. So 13 years ago, when the name change occurred and we became Missouri State University, one of the components of the agreement for that to make it through the legislature was that we were specifically limited in the professional and doctoral degrees that the university could offer. And we're the only university so limited. And so 3 years ago, we began working to repeal that language. And the result of that was the creation of a framework that sets out when any university, not the University of Missouri, can offer professional or doctoral degrees, and carved out certain limited degrees that only the University of Missouri can offer, like PhD programs, like a med school, law school, veterinary school kind of piece. But there's 70-plus other professional doctorates that in the past we would either not be able to offer or would have to offer collaboratively with the University of Missouri. And so this bill changes that and now creates a framework where we can, on our own, apply through the coordinating board to offer doctoral degrees in education or business or health or a variety of other places. These are not research degrees. These are professional degrees for people to work in those areas. We already offer 4, audiology, 2 in nursing, and physical therapy. And so we now can offer those kinds of degrees on our own. There's a process set up to do that. And so, I mean, this is a legacy kind of bill. This is a big deal for us. And a big step forward in terms of the profile of the university.
So now, with the exception of those few degree areas, those few terminal degree areas of law, medicine, optometry, and a few others that you mentioned, the university here in Springfield will be able to offer those PhDs in other areas. Do you have any idea of what areas those might be in?
You know, I think the focus is likely in the next 5 years to be in health and in education. You know, we're the biggest teacher educator provider in the state. 1 of every 8 teachers in Missouri has a degree from Missouri State University, and yet we hadn't been able to offer terminal degrees in education. And so I think we'll begin exploring those kind of things. It's going to be important that the degrees are in demand in our state and in our area. So, you know, there's always a market analysis involved, and there's a curricular process we go through, and ultimately the state would then determine if we're capable of offering that degree and if there's a demand for it. And so it's not going to immediately happen, but we'll begin working on those over the next several years.
And then those degree programs will need to be approved by the Coordinating Board of Higher Education here in Missouri.
Correct.
I'm just curious, what do these changes mean for the community, both in terms of people seeking higher education and perhaps eventually down the road, the workforce and the larger community?
Well, and so if we look at health, for example, more and more of the healthcare professionals require a doctorate. We've seen that in physical therapy, occupational therapies moving to that. We're going to see it across the board. And so our ability to have those kind of doctoral programs in the healthcare field is directly related to workforce demand. Our 2 biggest employers in this community are Cox and Mercy. And so there's a huge demand for healthcare workers, and those folks that graduate with those degrees almost always get jobs, and many of them stay in our area, and the wages they earn are significant. And so that's a piece of that. There's a similar demand in education. And so I think we'll be able to be a bigger player in that. It'll be more convenient. It'll be less expensive if people that live in this area are able to get those degrees from us as opposed to someone else. Many of those folks are going to the private universities now, the Lindenwoods of the world. They're more expensive. And so we think there's a market out there that we can tap into.
Lastly, you mentioned there will be several steps, some market analysis, and just determination of what is needed. How quickly, though, can we expect these changes? Is there a tentative timeline for when these degrees will officially be offered?
I know there's interest out there. You know, our curriculum is driven by the faculty, not the administration. And so I know there's interest out there in a variety of areas. And so I think we'll see in the next couple of years proposals coming forward.
Cliff Smart, president of Missouri State University, joining us in the studio as he does every month. Thanks so much for coming by.
Thanks, Jennifer.